You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. We cover down on it like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, by the way, I got to tell you, in a minute I'm going to bring on our guest, but I just got a picture from my daughter-in-law sending me that my grandkids are actually watching the live feed. And so I'm their cap, and I'm saying hello to Declan and Emmy, my grandbabies, and love y'all. So that's just very cool. I got a picture now of them watching me. That was very cool. All right, hey, listen, I'm proud to bring on somebody who I've had a chance to know and work with for a number of years, State Senator Arthur Orr. He hails from the Decatur area. He has served in Senate District 3 now, I believe, since 2006. He's one of the leadership of the Republican caucus in the Senate, serving as a budget chairman now for a number of years. And Senator Orr is coming on now to talk with us about several things related to some taxation points. Senator Orr, how you doing?
Hey, doing fine on a beautiful Monday afternoon, Phil. I hope you had a good weekend.
I did, man. I was telling Boomer a while ago, I wish we could broadcast a show outside today. It's like perfect right now.
It is. Class outside. Remember those days back in college or high school?
Does that even still happen? I don't know. You're the budget chairman. Make something in the budget that says on pretty days you got to take the class outside.
It's a bridge too far.
Well, hey, man, let me ask you, speaking of budgets, so, you know, for years there's been this move, and it used to be more often than not brought by Democrats, mostly a show, to do away with the grocery tax. We're one of only three states in the nation that taxes at the peak levels that we can, but the Democrat version was always to bring the bill to do away with grocery tax, but only if we raise taxes somewhere else. You are actually, being a budget chairman, now that we're finally in a surplus, you're actually floating a bill, you and the House Budget Chairman, Danny Garrett, to phase out the grocery tax. Tell us what you got.
Well, it would certainly take a while. It's phased in over a period of 7 years, and that assumes that our economic growth is 2.5% or more a year. And so it would be a slow phase in. Understandably, Phil, the exempted groceries would be under the WIC definition, which is somewhat of a goofy definition where there is some hair splitting about the type of bread that's exempt or the type of eggs or the type of dairy. So it gets kind of detailed. It's very accessible on a smartphone. You can pull it up and just see what's there, what's allowed, what's not. As opposed to the SNAP definition, which is anything you put in your mouth except alcohol or chewing tobacco, that is certainly a much more broad definition. And it has, as you would imagine, as a former lawmaker, all the lobbyists are for that definition. The difference is the cost. The WIC definition is around $220 million once fully phased in. The SNAP definition is well over $600 million, $620 million, $630 million, somewhere in that range. So about three times the amount of the WIC definition. And therein lies the rub, because the cost. And, you know, quite frankly, I get concerned as to whether the budgets can bear that kind of hit in revenue that's very reliable and sustainable. You know, income taxes go up and down, but the grocery tax is pretty reliable. And, you know, if we're trying to balance our budgets, that's something we certainly have to consider as far as the reliability of an income stream. So all that to say, I don't know where we'll wind up, how things will end. It's an important issue for sure. But in the process, we don't need to overshoot the runway and crash the budgets where we're cutting schools or cutting teacher positions, et cetera, because we overcommitted back in 2023 to something that we quite frankly couldn't afford.
All right, so I will say, first of all, Arthur, congratulations. Kudos where they can be given. And in this case, really and truly, this is the first time that I've seen House and Senate leadership both lead the charge on doing anything about the grocery tax meaningful. And even if we wind up just with the WIC definition, which I can hear the pragmatism in your approach there, that's probably where y'all are leaning right now. That still means something, and that's something we don't have right now. And by the way, this is also being considered, if I'm not mistaken, without raising taxes anywhere else to offset. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's yay. All right. That's the thing that used to always kill it, was there would be, somebody in the House Democrat caucus that would bring a bill that, as long as we raise the federal deduction or erase the federal deduction to raise taxes on anybody who pays taxes, that we'll do away with. No, you got to just finally, somewhere along the line, we got to cut the cord. We're one of the last states in the nation that's ever even touched this. Now, let me ask you this. What does your bill do to local taxation? Because local sales taxes are still in place, am I not mistaken?
Yeah, it would freeze the locals from being able to add additional taxes to what they already have on the books. So they couldn't go up. If they raise a sales tax, they would have to exempt, in this case, the WIC definition of foods. So that would be precluded. I'll throw this in, Phil. There would probably be a proposal to do 2%, or that's half of the state grocery tax on SNAP foods coming forward. And my concern with that is if we go halfway, the pressure is going to be immense to go ahead and finish the last 2 cents. The bill I have does all 4 cents on the WIC. But over time, the difference between those two definitions is billions and billions and billions of dollars. Again, that would all go to education, and is that a smart decision to make by going along with the SNAP definition, which is, like we talked about, about 600 plus a year?
Well, and I'm saying this for the audience's benefit. You already know this more than anybody else in the state, probably. But the reality is Alabama has two budgets. Education budget, and then the other one's called the general fund. Basically, everything education is largely in the ETF, the Education Trust Fund. And that one typically has all of the growth taxes for the most part. Now, we've reallocated a few things in recent years, but since the days of deficit spending or proration spending by the Democrats, we have now put in place a rolling reserve, so you've got a reserve account for education. We've also got the SSUT, if I'm saying it correctly. The online sales tax has been streamlined, so it's actually effectively drawing revenue that it should have always been drawing. All said and done, Alabama's got record surpluses just through regular revenue means without the one-time monies. So this is the year, man. I mean, I'd say go big or go home.
Well, you're right. Now, people have to remember, if the state were to remove the sales taxes on groceries, and incidentally, we are the second lowest when it comes to state sales taxes in the country. So we're low in state sales taxes, but if the state were to get out of that taxation on groceries, you still have the locals, which are cities and counties, which would be 5%, 6%, 7%, whatever they are, still taxing groceries at the local level.
Well, and we can't adjust those. We can't give them an unfunded mandate of stripping away their local taxation
right.
Without some, modicum of at least having a say-so in it or giving them a chance to speak out. But in this case, all you're dealing with is the state portion. So you're telling me there's a possible substitute coming that would change it to SNAP as opposed to WIC? Is that what I heard you say?
There'll be another proposal to that effect. And go to 2%, to take half off for now. And again, as I said, my concern is the pressure will be on to take the last 2% off, and it'll be quite costly to the education budgets. And is that really the best decision to make? you know, you look over in Mississippi, and they had this debate in their 2023 legislative session, and the governor over there chose to do all he could to reduce income taxes, wanting to become an income tax-free state, as opposed to getting rid of the sales taxes on groceries, or at least he wants to reduce income taxes dramatically, and sees that as a real attractive component to make people want to move to Mississippi as opposed to the sales tax rate.
Well, I think Mississippi's done some pretty amazing things that really caught people off guard with their willingness to cut. I guess the bottom line, Senator, is you guys are in a position that we've never dreamed of in the years past. When we were having to borrow from the trust fund and then repay it over time just to make ends meet on the current expenses. And we're not there now. And that's because of good, sound budget policies that have put some things in place that made it all work. All that to say, I think this is the year. And I also think this, too, Senator, we're one of the only states that didn't do anything in the last few years. When the private sector and the citizens were hurting the most and government was getting upfunded, the citizens were losing their businesses and hurting in inflation and Biden inflation. And this is a great opportunity to show them that their state legislature really does something. So I guess I'm almost like lobbying you on the air, but there it is. take that for what it's worth, brother. But let me ask you this last question with about a minute to go. You successfully voted against all the gambling bills over the years, but if you were a betting man, how do you feel about this thing? Has it got legs?
I haven't seen a bill, but I've seen the promoters become more visible in the hallway.
Oh no, I'm talking about the grocery tax. I'm not talking about a gambling bill. I'm sorry.
Right now, I'd say it's 50-50.
Okay. Well, that's better than it was about 3 weeks ago. So,
and so much depends on the economy.
All right,
and what the outlook for that is.
Well, the folks out here spending money in the economy are hoping you're doing it. So, anyway, you let us know what we can do to promote it. But I appreciate the fact that you're carrying it.
Thank you.
All right, Senator Arthur Orr, serving from Senate District 3 up in Decatur. Appreciate your time. And I know he had a meeting to go to, so he was probably chomping. But that right there, folks, is one. Take us to the break, Boomer. But that's right there is one bill. There's a couple of them this year that if I had to say, call your legislator, this is it. I think this one is school choice and maybe a couple others are the most conservative, positive, need to get them passed kind of bills to show the state that we're not a purple state after all. We're actually a red state and we act like it. Let's be one of those states, though. One of the last ones in the nation holding out on a grocery tax. Let's get rid of it. It's time. Time to do something meaningful. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.